It seems to me that society today is based on theft. You buy a product in the hope that it lasts, and the manufacturer's design in advance to break after a certain period of time. Sometimes it's a choice between a name brand and a store brand trying to assert it is equivalent to the store brand, or maybe it is or not. Is there any halakhic justification for these practices? Aside from products, I've seen in the food area for meat where the butcher has tucked all the unsightly fat beneath the meat in the display container so the customer can't know what he is buying until after he has opened it. What about the case of ground meat or salami where the butcher presumably takes all the meat a consumer would never buy and so the person buys it without realizing what he's really consuming? Since it's to be expected, would this then not be considered theft? Thank you very much for this great service. Anonymous from the United States. Okay, there is a prohibition of onaa, and that is cheating people by fooling them and misrepresenting what the thing is. And therefore, the case of the butcher who makes the meat look appealing when it's really not so appealing, hides the fat, that is prohibited, and that is similar to theft. It's a prohibition, total prohibition. On the other hand, if the person knows what he's getting, he doesn't care. For instance, a person knows basically what salami is made of, or ground meat, or whatever. If it is purported to be pure beef, and in fact he mixes in other things, and that's also theft. But if it's not purported to be pure beef, and people know that various cuts and different things are put into salami and perhaps ground beef also, then it's no problem. The same thing goes if you know about you're buying a product that is something that will not last forever, there are superior products, inferior products, and you're buying something that you know exactly what you're getting, then that's also not a problem of theft.